We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to our guests today. They were Adam Hoge, Pete Futak, and Joe Ostrowski. We've already reached the end of our week here on this Friday, and that means Lawrence Holmes is here for Transition. Transition, as it always is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto here at the top of the hour that is presented by DuckDuckGo. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, you two. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still full, but I'm okay.
Yeah, looking at that menu, I imagine that you're full.
Yeah, I'm just getting the report.
Rich.
Shane showed up.
Seriously.
No, and we were guests, believe me. So I checked on Shane. He did make it into the office because he went out. I went home, and then he went out with, I think, half of the Punjabi plutocracy and others, and apparently Molly, the brand ambassador from McAllen, also was out there as well. And
I mentioned that'll work.
Shane developed a bit of a Molly problem.
Okay,
as we know, as one is wont to do. But he said that they had a lovely time out there, and it was fun.
Yeah, man, I like hearing stuff like that. That everyone is stepping their game up. I'm looking forward to actually maybe going out this weekend and perhaps having fun.
Yeah, there you go. You're allowed.
I know. So I might do that this week.
Yeah, we get, a day and a half to wild out before the work begins on Sunday?
Yeah. And the thing is that I've done, a bunch of crazy work for Sunday anyway, so I feel like I'm ahead. I'm going to be so football-y on today's show. I basically almost tackled Mitch in the hallway because I've been watching
Don't
tape and stuff.
It's an HR issue.
And I'm like, so fired up to get into these concepts of Todd Bowles' defense.
We're so fired up. We're so excited.
I'm really, really jacked to get into some X and O conversation about the Bears and the Buccaneers.
Well, it might not be the same look since they just tweeted half the team's not playing.
Correct. But there are still some people that are available that could make their choices defensively interesting.
Do I think that the Bucs will still cover the 12.5? Yup.
Man, that's a lot of wood, man.
Not compared to the spread with the Lions and the Rams game or the Cardinals and Texans.
Look, the Lions, I feel bad that they didn't get a win early.
Poor Dan Campbell.
I don't care about Dan Campbell or Man Campbell, as he is called in some places. what I was you saw what he was trying to do, the approach that he was taking to coaching. Yeah. And you're sitting there going, this only works up to a point. And the point is, there has to be some winning. There has to be a win in there that he can then.
This is what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Maybe he should just say his comments were taken entirely out of context. Oh. But he doesn't want to get into the previous regime right now.
What a stroke.
I mean, that was kind of the coward's way out. And
kind of. The society we live in now makes me say stupid stuff.
And you know.
And society also made me fat.
National media talked to me, but not the local media or the media adjacent to the media market just north of us. And you know, that was taken out of context, except every college coach ever is going to appreciate that one.
Yeah, they're going to, anyone that's trying to get the kids that you're getting are going to be able to use it. It just seems so, the part that still bothers me is that you would think that after these places that he's been, that he would have learned some stuff, and he's not learning. Also, the idea of, well, society is just too soft. It's so lame.
It's just lame. Yeah, you can play that card down there, and all the orange-faced goobers are going to eat it up. But it, that doesn't
there
play.
There are two wins on the season.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure that those people are going to eat it up either. Because I mean, what is so that means that your teams that you put out there, since you are now the paragon of non-soft, so we can expect better physical efforts from your team going forward. Oh wait. We can't, though, because what the previous guy did put you behind the eight ball. So, therefore, you can't play this style that you definitely want to play since society is too soft and you're the only one that can help change it because this is the way that you believe in coaching, even though that style of coaching that you use has been moved on from in high school and college football. When you were successful at Wisconsin, the concepts that you're trying to throw out there as an offense are probably not going to work, but I digress.
But you're also, you're decrying softness everywhere else, but you're going to be so strong and such a man and such a stand-up guy backed by all this strength that you're going to spend all that time weaseling away, slinking away from what everybody knew you said. Like, that's some evidence of toughness?
Yes.
When the entire gist of the press conference was to soften and deflect and hide and cover. Well, my players understand what I meant, and people here understand what I meant. Here in the real America, everybody knows what I mean. It just, come on. It just, that entire thing, the entire press conference was an exhibition of nothing but softness.
He's had these outbursts before at other places, at Arkansas, at Wisconsin. This isn't abnormal.
It's not.
I have the receipts.
We all do, Layla. It's good.
They're on the internet.
I love Rahimi's receipts.
I hate that I have to use them so often.
I hate that you do too, but I love that you got them.
I picture them like the warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'll tell you what they are.
There's this vast array of crates.
There are no CBS receipts here. Partially, it's when my memory works. And when it's not, it's the screenshots folder on my phone.
What?
Where everybody else's receipts lie. What? Also, Lawrence, I got to talk to you about something.
Oh, okay.
Poor Dan has heard me laugh like a crazy person during break all show.
Were you looking at,
I got,
at what we were talking about yesterday?
No.
No, remember on Instagram when we were.
Oh, well, that is my favorite account in the history of online. Like,
because that had me, like, I was in tears.
And Cam Smith and I were texting back and forth about it, and here's what I've realized about Side Talk. Those creators who are, like, started that thing 2 years ago or a year ago as freshmen at NYU, by the way. Genius. That account, I am disappointed in how many people complained in my mentions about it, and I was like, man, you guys can't handle the Northeast, because if you don't appreciate that energy, I don't have time for you. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I accepted an invitation to appear on the Sports Adjacent podcast, and the group thread that has gone on between Jason Leisure, Russ, and Tony is one of the funniest things ever, and I hope I stay on it forever.
Okay, so
Side Talk is most funny. That is the second most funny.
As the executive producer of the Sports Adjacent podcast, thank you for having mercy on us and being on the podcast.
It's hilarious.
There are a couple of things. You have not recorded yet, correctly?
No.
Okay.
I'm already excited.
You should be excited. It's a lot of fun. because Tony, a.k.a. Anthony Gill, is now corporate Anthony Gill, and because he is in love, like, you can see it in his eyes. If you listen to last week's episode, you will see that Tony is not where he's supposed to be for the recording of the podcast. Therefore, the sound quality, and yes, I am shaming Tony right now, the sound quality for which he was hired to be the executive producer of the podcast suffers. Where was young Anthony Gill at? His special lady friend's house.
Putting this on the group thread.
Well,
he knows.
Before pals on the podcast.
It's but they pay him, Dan. Like, this isn't Russ and Jason pay him.
Wait, there's money exchanging hands?
Yes. We like to pay people over at House of L. It's like a thing that we do.
Get out of here, Tony Gill. You don't even work here anymore.
And
that's
guess
my
what?
Favorite.
And guess what? He doesn't care. I wish that everyone were as infatuated with their significant other as Anthony is with his special lady friend. And I'll just tell you, after meeting her, I totally get it. She's amazing, and she has done incredible things for him.
I feel that way about Luis Robert.
Do feel that way about Luis Robert. It being the Halloween season, like to say that my goals would be Gomez to my Morticia, minus the death.
Right.
Well, minus some of the death.
Some of it, because you've got receipts.
All right, so what were you going to, you were warning her. You had a whole, like, a apparent series of caveats for an appearance on this.
I think that Layla is perfect for the Sports Adjacent podcast. I just want her to, there's a couple of things that have been going on for people who listen to that podcast that I would highly recommend listening every week to it. Obviously, I am the proprietor of House of L, but on top of that, I love all three of those guys, and they're funny. So the things that have been coming up is while Tony has kind of found himself as far as a maturity and him being in this relationship, Russ is out here in these streets. And that has been...
That was also mentioned on the thread.
And this has been a main focal point. And so, and what I said to Leisure yesterday, because Leisure was on the show, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm so old. I'm like, you're 37. But because he hangs with Russ and Tony, he feels super old. And the crazy part is that Russ is younger than Tony, but it doesn't seem that way.
Wait, Russ is younger than Tony?
Yes. That was also discussed on the group thread Russ, that I've been laughing about.
Russ
all day.
Is a wonderkind. Like, he is.
All right, I would never have guessed that.
There's a bunch of them out there in media right now.
Yeah, but Russ has got an old head gravity to him. Yeah.
That's why we say that he's older than Tony.
Yeah,
even though he's
everybody
not.
On Twitch knows. Everybody on Twitch knows about Russ's life success right now.
He's doing
and Russ
all right.
Is like, who created that narrative? And then I said, you did.
He did. But I mean, if you look at like Malika Andrews, Russell Dorsey, Emily Kaplan, wonderkins.
Yep.
They're out here and you're like, I've been reading Emily Kaplan for 5 years. Yeah, you have. And she started when she was 21.
Dude, yes. She's so good. I've gotten advice on reporting from her and I'm a lot older than she is.
She's really good. I had a chance to work with her and she got her first gig, like Peter King, like gave her first gig. And
Monday Morning Quarterback.
I had no idea.
I loved her on that column.
I didn't know how young she was. I knew she was young, but I didn't know how young she was. And I guess Peter was like, happy 21st birthday on Twitter. And she's like, why you got to blow up a spot? Like, yep. But yes, there's a bunch of wonderkins out here, Dan, and Russ is one of them. He has got some things going on. So be prepared. I imagine.
It's so much funnier because of the thread.
I imagine that you're probably going to be asked to either referee or for some advice on some of these subjects.
Well, I mean, the number one, the goat of advice at the score, as we all know, is sitting to my left.
Well,
that dude.
Herb
what's wrong with room temperature?
Oh, Lord.
Like, nobody just likes room temperature.
But what we're trying to figure out is what is room temperature, Tony? Yeah.
My favorite is also the, was it squirrel versus
rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tony's a squirrel guy. No one else in the world is a squirrel guy. He's a party terrorist.
For what? For eating?
He is
or
a
for
party terrorist.
Squirrel for what?
Just in general.
He doesn't like it when it sounds so stupid, but he doesn't like it when there aren't squirrels around. It makes him uncomfortable. And so, you know, my place, I had my own little rabbit in the backyard. Sneaky used to live underneath the deck of my house.
No, this is just a thing. Yeah, you just know the names of your friend's rabbits.
Right.
Yeah, Madge had two litters in our yard this year.
Bears quarterback came to your nest.
Yes, indeed.
And while we're all sitting there kind of talking about all sorts of things, and I bring up the rabbit and the rabbits that are sometimes in the backyard or in the old backyard, Tony was like, don't really like rabbits. More of a squirrel guy. Who asked you that? No one asked.
There's no dichotomy. I didn't know you had to.
You choose your fighter between rodents. Dan, Tony is like my favorite person. And I get that I have to kind of fall into, especially with the age gap between us, where I fall into an uncle or, because he's got a dad. His dad's awesome. So I don't want to act
his
like.
His parents are great.
But I guess like kind of, I'm like the dad inside the business for him. And he brings me so much joy into my life because of who he is and who he wants to be. It is amazing. Like him getting, what, Herbie, was it a rascal? Is that what Tony?
Yes.
Somehow this summer, Tony got a rascal. I don't know how. I don't know whose it was.
What is this? His health insurance out of West Virginia or something?
Dan, all I know is that Campy, and Herbie, because we're in a text thread with Tony as well.
Oh, I bet that one's good.
We got a video of him. Was it shirtless?
Shirtless with, he's got a vest over it, but he's pretty much shirtless and it's unbuttoned.
And it was like a furry vest too, right?
Yeah,
like
you're weird.
And he's just out there in the streets of the Southwest suburbs, just rolling down the street. Like chameleonaire. Like that's Tony.
They see him rolling. They're hating.
They're trying to catch him riding dirty.
But is he though? I don't know that he is.
How
did he get a rascal?
Dan, I really try hard to not ask questions.
I'm going to ask him on this thread.
I'm borrowing your scooter.
I just go, okay, Tony, whatever you say. And
all right, phone.
I want to just try and help in whatever way he needs me to help. The great thing is he's also like, he's brilliant. Like he's a brilliant production guy. He's got incredible ideas. And sometimes you have to lasso the ideas and be like, no, Tony, you can't do that. Or no, Tony, you can't use that sound on our podcast. And you have to kind of rein them in. So there's a lot of that's going on. And Layla's about to walk head first.
They know. Russ Dorsey just said, Layla telling all our viewers about our craziness. And then I go, they're talking about the rascal right now. How did you get a rascal? Yes, we are still on the air. Russ says, tell Dan, the only time I'll do this, I'm 26. So he's 26.
God. Wonderkind. I'm telling you.
We are saying you're a wonderkind. Not like Ryan from The Office.
Like legit. So I wish you a lot of luck and I thank you sincerely for your support of it. All I know is that they had me on a few weeks ago. I got to hang out with them a few weeks ago. And I literally had to be like, guys, I have stuff to do. Like, I got to go. Like, there was 2 hours in.
They told me it was going to take 2 hours. Yeah.
I was like, I got to. There's stuff that I have to do. Like, I have a life and I have to do things. So, it's.
Well, I don't have a life.
I cannot
wait. And I just have a Bulls game to watch.
I can't wait for me to do the final edit of the pod with you on it. I can't wait.
All I'm going to be doing is cackle laughing.
That's fine.
Like, but I'm just here to enjoy this chat. That's
the name hilarious. Of the podcast is Sports Adjacent. Just go listen to it. And honestly, I don't even need you to listen to full episodes. Do that if you want. Pretty much you'll find out everything you need to know in the first 10 minutes of every single episode.
There's more from the group chat.
Okay.
I'm not, I can't repeat it.
See?
Well, don't tease it if you can't repeat it on the air.
Y'all are calling me a Wonder Bread, LOL.
No, not Wonder Bread.
It's a German term. Wunderkind.
Okay, now back to side talk. If you don't appreciate side talk, I don't know that we could be friends. Because if you don't, I'm not chill about anything.
Is there
ever.
A side talk
it's
Chicago?
Side talk, no. It,
no,
side
no,
talk
it's all
New York.
So New York. And the reason why I
it's
love it.
So
why
good.
Why couldn't we have a branch
you
here?
You can't walk outside and find people that hype.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. What I love about it is it reminds me of so many of my college friends who, outside of being, you know, academic overachievers and everything that they were, and all basically Brett Kavanaugh clones, that there anyone from New York, seriously, anyone from New York was about five beers away from being that. Yeah. And I don't.
But the best part is they're not even drunk. They're just.
Well, yeah, they
the
are.
Video after the Knicks win.
The guy, saying, "Give me a shot of Hennessy," was definitely drunk.
Oh yeah, but that was after the Knicks lost.
But seriously, like from whether it was Plainview, Long Island, or whether it was some of the New York fans from the New Jersey suburbs, or the guys who went to the private schools in Manhattan, the same guy who you wouldn't think, but get him five beers in, and they would be that dude sounding like they're hitting the chorus of something off License to Ill.
I just love it. Because everybody's like, people out there are funnier than us, and yes. Like they just don't have the platform. So I just like the idea of like people who not normally get platforms getting platforms. And there are some funny people on that thread. The goodbye to Cuomo video, it's just 60 seconds. You will not regret it.
Yes, the unlikely Gen Z profane feminist.
He's like that, and it's just nondescript yelling. Like it's not, they're just yelling about things. Like the Knicks video where they start yelling about Tom Brady's hilarious because they beat the Celtics. Then they're mad about Trae Young. I love it. Like tap it straight to my veins.
I think you could do it here. Maybe not at a Bulls game, but I feel like at a Bears game, you could.
But it wouldn't be like that. It would be so much dumber.
Well, it would also have just a tinge of like, maybe like that wasn't going to turn violent. Like I feel like after a Bears game, especially like had it been after Sunday's Bears,
well, and the
like you might get cracked, you know. Like
yeah. I'm also,
and then you get like Virginia McCaskey in the background, like whoa,
that would be that tremendous. Would be. I just also laugh
NFT worthy.
No kidding. I just also laugh because they're like, Cuomo told us we couldn't be outside. We're outside. Like,
take that,
just
Cuomo.
The way everybody yells with the yelling, it's the best thing on the internet.
I agree.
I was crying laughing for an hour.
When you posted it yesterday, I had never seen it. And then I went down the rabbit hole and I was like, oh my God, like this is amazing. So I thank you for that.
I texted it to Tanny and he texts him back and goes, yeah, check this video out. I've been following them for like a while. I'm like, of course you have Tanny.
Yeah, because he knows where everything is. Mm-hmm. You two have a wonderful weekend.
Get football-y.
I'm about to get super football-y on the show today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.